called The Fives, and it was all black. And everywhere we went was black. Like, we would get on the freeway and drive, and it'd be all black people. So I remember that's what I thought Los Angeles was. So I remember we would always watch The Price is Right, and white people would get on and say, "We live in L.A., and I never saw you, motherfucker. Where are they at?" So years later, I would go to Westwood, and it says, "Now entering West Los Angeles," and I went, "This is where they keep them. This is where they stay." No wonder I never saw them. I learned everything in my neighborhood. We had bullies, and back then, if you had a problem with a bully, my father, or a lot of fathers, made sure you had to go fight them. That was the deal. You had to fight your, face your fear. And I remember my father telling me, he said, "A bully's a coward. If you stand up to a bully and you punch him in his face, like the coward he is, he'll run away." And this dude named Clifford used to take my lunch money all the time. And one day, I was so hungry that I said I wasn't going to give my lunch money up. And I remember what my father said, and I stood to him, and I looked him in his face, and I punched him dead in his face, and he beat the fuck out of me. And from that point on, I knew my father didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. But it taught me everything, almost everything people deal with. Like, I actually grew up next to a pedophile. We didn't know what he was. We didn't know what they called it. But my father used to always say, "Don't you ever let me catch you over this man's house." And little boys, this is a true story, would leave this man's house, and they would be crying, and they would have candy in their hands. And they would go, "You want some candy?" I'm like, "No, motherfucker, not that bad. If candy can make you cry, you can keep that shit, because booty for Skittles ain't a deal for me. It was just that the way I grew up taught me a lot about life. I remember learning about sex, which is the wrong place to learn about sex, is the neighborhood. I kissed this girl when I was in third grade. Her name was Michelle. And I told this dude named Junior, I said, "Man, I kissed this girl, Michelle." He said, "Did you use your tongue?" I said, "Yes." He said, "She's pregnant." And I go home crying because I got to get a job to take care of a baby. And I remember waiting for my father. I was so scared to tell my father. And when he came home, I said, "Daddy, I got to talk to you." He said, "What's wrong?" I said, "I kissed Michelle with my tongue, and now she's pregnant. And I got to get a job, and I don't even have my own room. And is she going to sleep in here with me?" And he laughed, but he never talked to me about sex. So later on, I'm growing up in the neighborhood. I eventually had sex. I got crabs. I'm not the only one that happened to. Don't act like it's just me. Same dude, Junior. I go to him, I said, "Man, I got some bugs down there." This dumb son of a bitch said, "Spray some Raid on your nuts." And I actually did it and had to go to Martin Luther King Hospital where they treated me because I could have poisoned myself. But I remember all the lessons I learned taught me how to look at the world. I remember the first time I ever got called nigga, the first time it ever happened. Now, I'd heard it all my life. I'd heard my parents say it, you know, "This nigga's crazy," but never directed at anybody with any sense of malice. So when we were in the fifth grade, we went on a field trip to Alvaro Street, which in Los Angeles is the oldest street in the world. And we would buy maracas and candy, and we'd be playing around. So me and my friend Donald, I wanted some ice cream. So I walked to the store, and I said, "Hey, man, can I have some ice cream?" He said, "We don't serve niggas." I said, "Well, then do you have strawberry?" Because I had no idea what, because we used to have these nuts on our table, and they were Brazilian nuts, and they called them nigga toes. And he said, and Donald looked at me, he said, "He's talking about us." And I said, "They make ice cream out of us?" And he said, "No, he's talking about black people." And I remember being very upset, and I went home to my mother. And I went home to my father, and I told him that somebody called me nigga. And my mother said to me something I'll never forget, and it really, honestly, shaped the way I see the world. She said, "So what did he call you?" And I said, "He called me a nigga." She said, "Are you that?" I said, "I don't know what it is." She said, "How could you be afraid to be something? You're not. You don't have no concept of what it is." She said, "You're only what you answer to." And that's the way I grew up, and that's the way I see the world. Thank y'all for coming out. I appreciate it. We'll be right back.
is not a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Ole from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Down from the glen came the marching men with their shields and their swords to fight the fight they believed to be right, overthrow the overlords. To the towns where there was plenty, they brought plunder, swords, and flame. When they left, the town was empty, and children would never play again.
Welcome to the Liam Burke Show with me, Liam Burke, here for another week. And that was Thin Lizzy and from the album Jailbreak, that was Emerald. And the reason this week I've started off with Thin Lizzy and another track coming up from sometimes you just have to hold that switch. No, it's gone. Here we go. Where are we? There we are. Just when you know you're going to be at something special, I'll have to get the technical difficulty sorted out first. Anyway, yes, that was Thin Lizzy and Emerald, and a song coming up now for Mr. Pat McMahon as well, shortly. And the reason I put the two together is that there's a gig on Saturday night in Drogheda, in the Crescent. It's called The Boys Are Back in Town, and it's a band, Thin As Lizzy, and Mr. Pat McMahon is playing. He's on stage at 8 o'clock. Doors open at 7:15, so if you're knocking around, or it's around 7 o'clock, 7:15, the doors will be open. If you're knocking around in Drogheda, do come along. A guaranteed great night. And I'll be there anyway as well, and we'll have some fun and enjoyment. It's the first time I've seen the boys, Pat, and Falloon, and jeez, gone out of my head, his name. Yes, it's still gone out of my head. Anyway, it's the first time I've seen them since February, because they've been away in Europe, and they've been touring around, and that's what it was. But anyway, as I said, it's The Boys Are Back in Town is the concert or the gig, and Thin As Lizzy is the band that's playing that night, and Mr. Pat McManus. So here is the aforementioned Mr. Pat McManus with King of the Fairies. Yeah, there you go, Mr. Pat McManus Band and King of the Fairies. And it was, of course, Plunkett on bass and Paul Falloon on drum and Pat himself on on fiddle. Absolutely fantastic. I'm looking forward to seeing them on Saturday night. Plus, I am looking forward to the Rory Gallagher Festival. We're back on track again. We're up for 3 nights in Ballyshannon. More about that in a little while. But I want to play a track now that, as I always said, there's been a lot of great music up around the Monaghan direction, as included with Dez and Tony and Jordan and so many more, so many more. There's really, really a wealth of talent up in Monaghan town or up around that direction. And of course, Mr. Jim Bates as well. Fantastic, fantastic. And I played a couple of times before the 251s. And I want to play a track now from Dara McGowan. And Dara has a track called Give Me Breath, Lord. It's a fantastic track. I listened to it the other day. Dez put it up, Dez Murphy. And as it so happens, if you look at the video, you'll see Mr. Dez Murphy in the video. It's just fantastic. I was listening to it the other night. And it's a real American kind of track, but it's fantastic. It's phenomenal. I don't know what's up there, as I said before, many, many times in the water, but there's just fantastic musicians up there. And here is Dara's track with Give Me Breath, Lord. Do check it out on YouTube.
Keep me moving. Give me breath, Lord. Keep me moving. Give me breath, Lord. Oh, keep me moving. Cause I got a lot to do at this here life. I got the lungs of a smoker, but I never took a drag. And I ain't got enough air to fill a paper bag. But I got determination that'll see me through. That's why, sweet Lord, you know I'm saying to you, give me breath, Lord, keep me moving. Give me breath, Lord, keep me moving. Give me breath, Lord, keep me moving. Cause I got a lot to do at this life. You know I died before, but I did come back home. Guess I just won't ready to walk that road alone. I can tell you now, I never see no light. Just a fading away till I was out of sight. Give me breath, Lord, keep me moving. Give me breath, Lord, keep me moving. Give me breath, Lord, keep me moving. Cause I got a lot to do at this time. Well, you can sit me down and tell me I should rest. You can try to convince me you know best. You can drag me down right to my knees. But Lord, I still refuse to take my ease. Give me breath, Lord, and keep me moving. Give me breath, Lord, keep me moving. Give me breath, Lord, keep me moving. Cause I've got a lot to do with this life. You know I missed that boat so many times. Just like a cat, I'm running out of lies. But give me one more chance to do what I must do. And then, sweet Lord, you know I follow you. Give me breath, Lord, and keep me moving. Give me breath, Lord, keep me moving. Give me breath, Lord, keep me moving. Cause I got a lot to do with this life. Give me breath, Lord, and keep me moving. And give me breath, Lord, keep me moving. Give me breath, Lord, keep me moving. Cause I got a lot to do at this here life. You know I got a lot to do at this here life. And I still got a lot to do with this
hill line. Just fantastic. That is Dara McGowan and Give Me Breath, Lord. And there's a lot more famous faces in there. There's a lot more people I've recognised this time, I suppose for the fourth time around when you look at it. But Dez Murphy is in there and a few of the boys from up around the Monaghan direction and girls. And it's phenomenal to see this music coming out of there. I could probably do complete shows every week with the amount of music that is up in that direction. Absolutely fantastic. Go check it out. It's Give Me Breath, Lord, Dara McGowan from the 251s. Yes, go check it out. Now, what have I got for you? Oh, yes, a little bit of Jane's Addiction
with Jane Says.
We'll be right back.
Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love
you. You're
damn right.
Yeah, there you go. That was Rival Sons and Nobody Wants to Die. Yes, another man I'm expecting music from very, very soon, within the next 2 months, because he usually puts it out on his birthday, which is I think it's the 15th. Yes, it's the 15th of July. Same day as my daughter, and Roy will have another album out, I would assume. Maybe I'm being a bit presumptuous, but anyway, we hope that he'll have another album now. Here's a great track from Roy, and it's called The Girl.
I call out, but nobody answers. This house is making me ill. It's old wood, echoes word so still. The tide change, if I get to thinking, I
Yeah, there you go, Roy Shields and the girl on royshields.com. Go check it out. It's fantastic. And I'm hoping that they'll have a new album out on the 15th of July. Let's hope. Anyway, time for more comedy. And this time around, I've got comedy from Dustin Ybarra, I think is his name. And it is McDonald's Knows I'm Fat.
You guys drinking tonight, man? Yeah, getting shit-faced. Man, you ever drink so much, the next morning you wake up, you're not even hungover? You're like, I'm not even hungover. Then you realize, I'm still drunk. This is awesome. You're going into work, you're high-fiving the janitor and shit. Or you might be the janitor, I don't know. I would get the drunk munchies. Oh, that was mad. I went to McDonald's one time. I tried to get a 20-piece nugget. The dude was like, you just want to do 50 for 10 bucks? I'm like, are you a cop or something? That's way too cheap for nuggets. Like, I'm drunk, but I know a good deal when I see it. So I look at my wallet. I have a $20 bill. I'm like, oh, my God. Let me get 100, okay? 100 nuggets. And he looks at me, he's like, that's going to take a while. I'm like, I just ordered 100 nuggets. You think I have shit to do, man? Like, I'm not on my way to a business meeting, okay? He's making them. Whatever you guys think 100 nuggets looks like, it is so much more. He handed me a bag of nuggets, and they're falling off, and they're hitting the ground. You know what it's like to have a nugget in the floor and not even care? You just look at it like, oh, well. I've got 99 problems, but a nugget's not one. So many nuggets, dude. I had so many. I felt like a king. You don't know the power you have with that many nuggets. I would see homeless people. I was like, oh, take your nugget, you peasant. Feed your families for these nuggets. Nugget for you, nugget for you. I was like Oprah, like, you get a nugget, you get a nugget, you get a nugget. 100 nuggets, 3 barbecue sauces. Really, McDonald's? Come on, man. I can't go back to a 6-piece nugget now, dude. You ever have 6 nuggets and a friend ask you for one? And you're like, you son of a bitch. You clearly see I have 6 nuggets. You're asking for a 1/6 of my meal. Would you like a kidney as well? I have 2 of those. I wanted to go to a strip club so bad with those nuggets, man. How great would that be if you could feed the strippers, right? They're dancing all of a sudden, nugget, like, ah, jump out. Like in SeaWorld, that'd be so cool, man. I got in trouble at McDonald's the other day, dude. You guys ever check your bag while you're at the window before you leave just to make sure the shit's in there, right? I was checking the other day, and the lady saw me checking. She's like, what, you don't trust me? And I'm like, no, I don't. I'm sorry. I'm like, you don't trust me. There's a reason I got to pay at the first window and not the second window. It's like a drug deal, right? You go to the first window. They're like, give me the money. My homie's got the bag with the shit. Second window, go. Am I going to see you again? Just get out of here. Then you go to the second window guy. Second window guy, not as smart as first window guy. You ever ask the second window guy a first window guy question and they freak out, dude? Next time you're in the second window, be like, hey, can I add a soda? They're like, you know what? Just take it. Get out of here. They just give me this shit, man. The worst is when you go to the second window and they don't have your food ready and they're like, you pull 4 and they put you in fast food timeout, man. Fast food timeout sucks, right? Everyone's passing you with their food. Like, what'd that guy order? Must order some weird shit. I almost like it when they mess up my order, though, dude. Because I know when it's something free, that's the best. I go in cocky, too. I'll be like, excuse me, you forgot my fries. They're like, oh, sir, have a soda while you wait. I'm like, that will not do. I had a lot of plans today, and you know what? Just give me McFlurry, and we'll call it even. And they're like, whoa, we didn't fuck your sister, okay? Chill out. McFlurry.
Get to heaven. Take the stairway. To get to hell, take the highway. To get to Clarksville, take the last train.
Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be.
No need to ask for directions when you want to listen to the Lean Bork Show.
My baby wants a diamond ring. My baby wants a diamond ring. I can't afford that diamond no more. My baby wants a diamond ring. My baby wants a string of pearls. My baby wants a string of pearls. Get on that track and make them dollars fast. My baby wants a string of pearls. Wants a string of pearls. La, la, la. That gold is gonna be mine. That gold is gonna be mine. The pistol in my hand, gonna get it where I can. The gold is gonna be mine. That gold is gonna be.
Bye. mustache I'm a dome. So I went to his place with my pistol and my grace. Oh, will you matter a stash of gold? Oh, will you matter a stash of gold?
That was the Dead South and Diamond Ring, one of my favourites. And you know that by now. I love them. I think they're fantastic. I'm just sorry I'm not going to get to see them. But who knows? They may end up having a couple of tickets spare knocking around, or someone might sell them before it happens. Anyway, we'll see and we wait. Yes, last week I done the Darkness Into Light and it was fantastic. Great bunch of people out doing it. No one about 20 to 4, but then about 4:15, it just started. People started feeding in everywhere, and it was phenomenal. Over very quickly. It's only about, I think it's about a 35, 40 minute walk. Pretty good, enjoyable. I had a cup of tea then afterwards, and actually wasn't too bad afterwards, so I went back home and had a breakfast as well. as you do on a Saturday morning at 6 o'clock or 5:45 in the morning. Anyway, here is Blackberry Smoke with the Whippoorwill on the Liam Burke Show.
are precious and pure now, like one honeysuckle drop. Well, I dreamed I heard that ripple will sing. Yes, she sang my song and called me by name. Well, I hung my head in shame. Oh, yeah. Lord of
Yeah, Blackberry Smoke and the Whippoorwill from the album The Whippoorwill. It's fantastic. It's brilliant. I can't get enough of them. Sorry I missed them this year, but that's just one of the things that happens in life. Now, another track I want to play from Horselips, which is starts with T, and it's Trouble with a capital T.
Silver and your gold, I'm a man who can't be sold, and even when my heart grows cold, sky. But a change is coming by and by. A time to laugh, a time to die. Trouble, trouble, I try to chase trouble, but it's just on me. Trouble, trouble, trouble with a capital T.
Yeah, there you go, Horselips and Trouble with a capital T. Now it's time for me to sign off, and I'm going to leave you one track, because I'll probably play a few of these over the next, what have we got now, 13, 20, probably the next 3 weeks, because the Rory Gallagher Festival's on. We're back up there again, and we're stopping over, because we had to wait until young Vinnie Malone found out if he could get someone to look after his mum while he's away, because, it's just... You can't just run away in case someone's not about. So anyway, he's got that leeway, and we're heading up to Donegal, to Ballyshannon this year again. So we're heading out on the Friday morning, and we're there till Monday morning. So great to get back in, because last year I only done a one day up that morning, back home that evening. So I just want to finish. I want to play a couple of tracks over the next few weeks of the man himself, Rory Gallagher. And I'm going to sign off with Liam Burke, signing off the Liam Burke Show. Until next week, take care, mind yourselves, stay safe. And here is A Million Miles Away. Take care.
out of here.